Yes.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, October 29th, goes to an airplane pilot named Captain Terry Graham and his co-pilot, Ryan Russell. Now, let the record show, Captain Terry Graham was a pilot for the China Bus in the Sky, known as Southwest Airlines. I don't like Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines and Spirit have to be the two worst airlines in the history of airlines. I remember I had a flight booked on Spirit once, and it was a bright and sunny day. And this is when I wasn't getting money like that, so an airline ticket cost an arm, leg, arm, head. All praises due that I was able to even afford that bum-ass ticket, but when I was at the airport, they just canceled the flight. For no reason, no explanation, no nothing. Just, nah, not today, you ain't flying. And they never refunded me my money. Didn't give me no credit, no nothing. Just F you, you should have known better to fly with Spirit. Remember the Locks Raping You record skits growing up? We listened to those. Why the hell would we fly Spirit when Jadakiss taught us better? So my bad for that. Now, Southwest Airlines, I haven't flew in a while. And that's only because I wrote them off years ago, because there's nothing worse than having to get on a plane and play a game of musical chairs. Okay, planes need organization. Southwest Airlines has none of that. Getting on a plane and having to pick your own seat, just leaving it up to people just to have a free fall and sit anywhere. That is the worst concept that anyone ever created, especially on a plane. Not to mention, if you're on Southwest and you have a pet, do you know the pet can pick its own seat too?
No.
I'm dead ass serious, all right? You know the original concept for snakes on a plane was supposed to be on Southwest Airlines, but it didn't work in the original draft of the movie because the snakes took all the aisle seats, and nobody with common sense wanted to get on the plane after seeing that, so they had to rewrite the movie and make it another airline that doesn't give animals the same rights and privileges as humans. I'm dead serious, okay? I'm actually lying, but Envy is Googling right now because he's just so naive. But Southwest is the only airline named after a direction that has no direction. So it's hard for me to have empathy for anyone who flies Southwest Airlines. But therapy has made me more, you know, empathetic towards people. And I definitely have empathy for people in this situation, because what happened to this flight attendant on this Southwest Airlines flight is something that I think about happening to people I love on the regular. Let's go to Good Morning America for the report, please.
Southwest Airlines is under fire after a flight attendant filed a lawsuit alleging there was an iPad hidden in the laboratory. Flight attendant Renee Steinecker filed the complaint alleging that she made the discovery on a flight from Pittsburgh to Phoenix back in 2017 when she was called into the cockpit so that the captain could use the restroom. It was then that Steinecker says she found an iPad mounted to the windshield near one of the co-pilot's seats, live streaming a video from the laboratory. The lawsuit also alleges that Steinecker was directed by a supervisor that she was not to talk to anybody about what happened. Steinecker also alleges in court documents that the co-pilot admitted that it was live streaming and that the camera was hidden so that no one would ever find it. The pilots responding to the lawsuit are denying the allegations. The airline tells ABC News they will vigorously defend the lawsuit and that the company looked into the report immediately, adding, "We can confirm from our investigation that there was never a camera in the laboratory. The incident was an inappropriate attempt at humor, which the company did not condone."
She is seeking at least $50,000 in damages.
That's all?
And according to the lawsuit, she confronted the pilots about the video and she was told that it was all part of a new top security measure, but she remains at the airline and the pilots remain at the airline.
Wow. This is an invasion of privacy, and we're not talking about Cardi B's debut LP. Okay, I really do think about stuff like this, especially when I'm in hotels. I never really think about it when I'm alone, because I don't care if you see this average-sized penis of mine, but I think about it when I'm with my wife and daughters, or when I got my homegirls with me and we all stand in like the same hotel or in a villa somewhere. I don't know why I have these thoughts, you know, but I do have these thoughts. Because we all know the world is under surveillance right now. All right, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Word to Rockwell.
But, I always feel somebody's watching me.
All right. Okay, production. All right. But back to these perverted ass pilots. Do you know how sick you have to be? What kind of predator you have to be to set up a camera in a bathroom in an airplane? Are you watching these people get on the plane and saying to yourself, "Oh man, that person is attractive. I hope they have to pee." Now, Southwest is denying it, but Renee Steinecker actually saw the live stream of the pee screams. So somebody's lying. And I don't know who, but I don't see why Renee would have any reason to lie about this. And why would Southwest say this was an inappropriate attempt at humor? What's funny about watching people pee on a plane? Okay, who knows? All I know is this all comes back to one thing and one thing only. Southwest Airline sucks, all right? The Wright brothers did not build the world's first airplane and make the first human flight for other humans to fly Southwest Airlines. Yes, perverts that are pilots are disgusting, but perverts that are pilots for Southwest Airlines shouldn't be allowed to get a job anywhere, okay? Look, listen to me, people. Southwest is to airlines what Florida is to the United States of America. I mean, you can go there. But don't be surprised when some nut-ass stuff like this happens. Please let Remy Ma give Captain Terry Graham and the co-pilot Ryan Russell the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I look down upon Southwest Airlines.
Me too.
When I'm walking through the airport and I hear them say, this Southwest Airlines flight to such and such is delayed, I'd be like, you dumbasses. How dare you ride Southwest?
Mm-mm-mm.
God bless everybody riding Southwest.
What airline?
Make better choices in life, please.
Yeah. What airline did Charlamagne put us on that one time?
I believe it was Southwest.
It was Southwest.
See, I gave y'all what y'all deserve.
Nope. He put us on Southwest, right? And said, hey, I think we were flying to South Carolina.
I don't remember this, by the way.
And then I waited online, and it was like, I was like, well, I don't have a seat yet, sir. And they was like,
grab one.
You have to grab one. I said, what do you mean, grab one? They was like, no, it's like a bus. Like,
this is
first
all
come,
a lie.
First serve.
This is a lie. I'm going to tell you what happened after
and
that.
And remember, I told you they had goats. Somebody was bringing a goat.
Exactly.
On
and the goat got to pick his own seat. But I'm going to tell you how I know Envy is lying. Envy got on the Southwest Airlines flight, and then he got trampled, and then Nelly came and picked him up and put him in an aisle seat. Oh, that was the story he told me originally.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.